because we just couldn't handle it.
That's the endowment fund, I think, that Dale was talking about, the senior endowment, right? Yeah, I know it's getting lower. We need to start doing some fundraising, I think, again for that, but anyway. Okay, good? All right. All right, Chris, item H, agenda items to be deferred. Do we have anything?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Overview of the items on consent calendar.
Thank you. Unlike last time, we have a shorter consent calendar agenda. We have five items on the consent calendar this evening. The first is the approval of the minutes from your July 21st meeting. The item number two is the receipt of advisory body minutes. This is for three different advisory bodies. The first is the Youth Commission meeting on May 6th. The second is the Parks and Recreation. Good timing. Good timing. Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee on the 11th of May, and then the Senior Citizens Advisory Committee also on the 11th of May. Item number three is the receipt of the warrant register, and so these are payments made by the city since the last time you met. Total $2.4 million of payments were made. I'd like to note that we had a rather large voided check, and that was a check run issue, and that's related to an item that I'll cover here in just a moment for transactions that exceed $100,000. The first payment is to Granite Construction Company, and this is for a change order related to phase one of the Creston Road Improvement Project in the amount of $457,984.91. Another payment to Granite Construction Company. This is this is for the West Side Fiberized Slurry Project in the amount of $304,990.77. And then lastly, there is a payment to the California JPIA, the city's insurance pool, for our annual liability and work comp programs for the fiscal year. And that comes out of a variety of different funds in the amount of $3,224,106. And as I mentioned earlier, there was a check run issue. This item was actually on the warrant register for your July meeting, but due to that issue, it had to be reissued, and it is before you today. So if anyone's astute looking back at the two warrant registers, we're not double paying, it's one payment. Moving on, there are two remaining items on the consent calendar. Item four is the approval of a resolution that awards a construction contract to West Rock. This is related to the West Side Street repairs that Ms. Esperanza talked about in her capital update. And then item five is the approval of an agreement with the County of San Luis Obispo. As you recall, the city receives certain federal community development block grant funds and other federal funds through the CDBG and home programs and the ESA program. And the county is actually the one that administers those programs on behalf of the city. So this agreement allows that administration to continue, which is staff's preferred and recommended method to administer the very tedious requirements of all those funds that we do receive from the federal government for that program. So with that, that concludes the consent calendar. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Duhat. Consent items on the calendar tonight are considered routine and do not normally require separate discussion. However, if any member of the council or the public that has any specific questions or wants clarification on any of these five items, we will get those answered before the vote is taken. Secondly, any member of the council that wants a full discussion on a particular item, that will cause that item to be pulled from the consent calendar and considered separately at the end of the discussion items agenda tonight. I will now ask the council if they have any questions specifically to 1 through 5. Does the public have anything on consent? Seeing none. Okay, then we'll go ahead and bring the consent calendar back to council for further discussion and or action.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'll move approval of consent calendar items J1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Second by Gregory.
Okay, motion by Strong, second by Gregory. Discussion? Okay, we'll call for the question, Melissa.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Beal?
Aye.
Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Moving on, discussion items K1, approval of the resolution approving a professional service agreement for the State Route 46 East Airport Road Undercrossing Feasibility Study. Leslie, you have that item for us?
Presentation.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, real close.
There we go. Warren and I are going to do a joint presentation, so he's going to kick us off.
Okay.
So we're going to start out with a little bit of history on 46 East, kind of what we've been working on with Caltrans for the last 20 years. So the thing to know about 46 East, the segment between basically US 101 and Warrawarrow Creek, that operates under a 1964 freeway agreement that was executed between Caltrans and San Luis Obispo County back in the 1960s before any of this was annexed into the city. And that called for that segment of highway to be improved as a fully controlled access freeway, just like 101 is. Now, that improvement never happened. It's an expressway, it has signals, but Caltrans still considers all those signals, the Buena Vista signal and the Golden Hill signal, to be temporary and that they'll be replaced with full freeway interchanges in the future. So that's the mindset that Caltrans operates under for this segment of the freeway. So the city has been working with Caltrans to try to accommodate their freeway expectations while also allowing development along the corridor, including Chandler Ranch and the airport area. In 2027, we were in the middle of an EIR and specific plan for the Chandler Ranch project. At that point, we did receive a letter from Caltrans stating that the assumptions for the general plan and for our circulation element vastly underestimated the traffic on 46 East, and that 46 East was going to need to be a six-lane freeway, that no signal lights would ever be allowed on 46 East, and that a full interchange would be required for Airport Road. That effectively killed the Chandler Ranch specific plan back in 2007, and to date, it has not restarted. So that was the issue that then brought the city finally to the table to work with Caltrans and SLOCOG on some sort of solution to address the Airport Road and traffic issues on 46 East. So that moved into the first step in the Caltrans approval process for a project, which is called a PSR, a project study report. That started around 2008, 2009, and ran through 2014. So the area that we were studying is basically between Golden Hill and Mill Road, Union Road being in the middle. So that was the study area for the PSR. PSR looks at a variety of alternatives. It's supposed to basically vet out preferred alternatives that then can move into a design phase. So the alternatives that were looked at, and these all were at Union Road and 46, were a signal, a two-lane roundabout, an overcrossing, and a half cloverleaf interchange. So the signal and the roundabout were rejected. There was a formal analysis of both options. Those were found to not operate for a 20-year span, which is the Caltrans requirement for major highway improvement. The overcrossing and the half cloverleaf were found to be feasible alternatives, and then those moved into the next step in the Caltrans process, which is the PAED process. So that stands for Project Approval and Environmental Document. So that's basically the concept design and the CEQA process is covered by the PAED. So the PAED looked at the overcrossing, looked at the half cloverleaf, and then staff also asked that they consider potentially an undercrossing at the existing Warrawarrow Creek Bridge as a third alternative. So here's what the first alternative looks like. So the blue is the bridge overcrossing, the green is 46, and then the yellow segment would be what we were referring to as New Airport Road. And then the cloverleaf is basically taking those improvements and then adding the on and off ramps, the 70 mile an hour half cloverleaf feature. So they're basically a phase one, phase two is how those work. And then the alternate three was the undercrossing, where we would tuck Airport Road under the existing bridge. Caltrans found that one not to be financially feasible. They never really liked that because it wasn't a full freeway improvement. So this was rejected and did not go through the PAED approval process. And with that, so alternate one, two, those were approved with the PAED. Alternate three wasn't part of the PAED. I'll turn it over to Leslie.
In 2018, a significant milestone was achieved when an alternative was selected. Can you guys hear me okay? Not very well. Let's see, is that better? There we go. So in 2018, a significant milestone was achieved when an alternative was selected. And from a visual perspective, the overcrossing, it's a very impressive design. However, as the project advanced, challenges did become apparent. And in this particular project, those challenges directly translated to very, very significant cost increases. The problem, the primary challenge with the overcrossing, is that once a vehicle crosses over the highway, what happens to the road after? In the picture, what happens beyond the overcrossing? Where is the destination? Where is the road leading to? In the original design, shown in yellow, it was not very comprehensive. The overcrossing connected Union Road to Tractor Way, but we needed to go much further north and much further east to connect to the northeast quadrant of the city. In reality, the overcrossing project was just one piece of a larger transportation project. The project, it's not just one bridge, it's actually two. We need one bridge over SR 46, and we need another bridge over the Werowero Creek to connect to our planned future development.
So this map on the screen is the area we refer to as the tech corridor at a staff level. Basically, it's the area from Cuesta College up to the airport. Most of this is zoned for commercial and industrial development. Almost half of it's currently undeveloped. So there's probably almost 2,000 acres of development potential, which is almost unheard of within city limits for a coastal city. So there's tremendous potential. Just you can see the Boys School project kind of there in the middle. That's 1.7 million square feet, and that's just a tiny fraction of the overall project area. So you have a huge potential resource here, but it's all dependent on the infrastructure and the new airport road corridor. So to unlock that potential, we need some sort of solution to airport road.
And as I mentioned, with the overcrossing project, the challenges resulted in significant cost increases. Between the overcrossing, the Werowero Creek Bridge, and the connector road, the total anticipated construction project cost is $150 million. And the city has put forth a tremendous effort to secure funding. We've done a number of things. However, the project still remains unfunded today of $150 million. So we're at a crossroads. We have a very expensive project, and the project remains unfunded. However, we can look to a recent success story for a strategy moving forward. Just north of Paso Robles is the Wilsona Undercrossing Project, located at Highway 101 and Wilsona Road intersection. Now, 2 years ago, the intersection was an at-grade crossing, just like we see along SR 46 and Union Road today. And now I'm going to show you a picture of what that intersection looks like today. It's grade separated. It's an undercrossing, meaning that what we're seeing is that Highway 101 is above, and the picture's taken on the undercrossing portion looking under Highway 101. This was a Caltrans project that was recently completed in March of 2026. And from beginning to end, beginning of design to end of construction, took approximately 6 years. Construction was 17 months total. Now, the undercrossing at Wilsona has a lot of similarities to what we see at SR 46 today. There are safety concerns. There are dangerous turning movements onto high-speed segments of the highway. But there is one major difference between the two projects, and that is the cost. Whereas our cost, we're looking at tens of millions of dollars. The Wilsona Undercrossing Project was constructed for approximately $12 to $13 million. And because we have a local and comparable success story, and because the undercrossing was a concept in the Caltrans 2016 PEAD process. And because we want to advance our goals out of the airport and our future development, we've identified three alternative locations where we can investigate and evaluate if an undercrossing is feasible. So what we see on the screen is SR-46, and note where the existing Caltrans bridge is over the Werowero Creek. One potential alignment is shown in red, west of the Werowero Creek Bridge. So I'm going to flip back one slide. So imagine if we have that undercrossing, imagine that undercrossing right where the red alignment would be. That's what the feasibility study would be analyzing. Then moving further east in the green alignment, to note, we are not studying the green alignment as part of the feasibility study. This was part of the Caltrans 2016 PAED process. There has already been an evaluation and feasibility of this alternative, and we did not see a benefit to reanalyzing work that had already been completed. But it is out there, and we wanted to be transparent and show that on the graphic here today. Then moving further east, shown in purple, we have two potential locations, one at Airport Road, and then one a little bit further east. And before we even do the study, we've identified a number of benefits we think will come out of the feasibility study, not only use of existing city right-of-way along either Airport Road or Paso Robles Boulevard, but the primary one to note here is that we anticipate that we will see significantly lower costs than the current project we see today. Now, this is a project that involves SR-46. And any project that involves SR-46 will go through the Caltrans process. So what you see on the screen is the potential critical path, and this is the Caltrans process. With the undercrossing, we're on the left-hand side of the screen with the feasibility study. However, as much as I'd like to give you a timeline to get from the left side of the screen all the way to the right, I have to be transparent that this project just takes time. The Wawsona undercrossing project went from left to right on the screen in 6 years, but that project was designated by Caltrans as a safety project, and I can't guarantee that we will receive that same designation. However, much of the feasibility study, because we are looking at multiple alternatives, can also be utilized in the project study report, and potentially even a portion of that can help with the PAED. So that will help with the schedule. But my goal is that through this study, and with the recent success story that we see over at Wawsona, that a cost-effective alternative will rise to the top, and we can finally begin moving forward with the grade separation project. The recommendation from staff tonight is to approve Resolution 26XXX, awarding a professional services agreement to Wallace Group in the not-to-exceed amount of $356,583 for preparation of the State Route 46 East Airport Road Undercrossing Feasibility Study. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. We'll open up then with the questions from council. Anyone? Chris Bausch.
Thank you, Leslie. And Warren. Can you go back to the slide that says SR-46 undercrossing, the map? There you go. So we still have a bridge at Werowero up on the top right. Describe that bridge for us, and what's that? Any guesstimate on the cost? Is it still going to be $60 million?
We would anticipate that the cost would be significantly less than $60 million. The current bridge cost further north that crosses the Werowero is the $60 million bridge. However, that is a much longer span. It's at a much higher elevation. The location of the bridge shown in blue mimics the previous location of the Werowero Creek Bridge,
That's the old original.
The old original one. It's at a much narrower section of the creek, and therefore we anticipate it to be at a reduced cost than $60 million. But that's why we go through the feasibility study, to give us
right.
a rough order magnitude cost.
Right.
It's like you want the answer at the end, at the beginning.
Pay for it, yeah. I get it. Thank you, Leslie.
Mm-hmm. That would be similar in design, probably in cost, to what we're doing on South Vine, correct, Leslie?
It may be similar, but that would be vetted out through the feasibility study.
And what's the South Vine? I'm just curious. What is that projected as? It's less than 20,000 or 20 million, excuse me, isn't it? Chris?
I'm going to look to Ryan. I believe it's about 25.
Has it gone up?
For the entire project. And then I believe the bridge is somewhere in like the $17 million, $18 million range. Detis may have.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Councilman Strong.
Yeah. I'm still wondering, you know, that will really congest Airport Road if all that traffic just goes up Airport Road and we don't have any other alternative routes. And I'm suggesting that we have a lot of the city that has to go way around just to get to that Airport Road location. Whereas we also have right up there near the new, I'll call it the new Trader Joe's, okay, in that area, we've got that crossroad right there that Trader Joe's backs up to that goes across toward the airport also, and it goes out on through a industrial area and then on to the Erskine Ranch, where there is a very short bridge up to Airport Road. That is the old bridge that we had many, many years ago that merely has to be constructed at the narrowest point of the entire Wairarapa Creek.
That's where this is.
That's the blue one.
Yeah.
That would be the little one.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. So can that be included as a second part of the study?
That part is included. So not only are we studying the undercrossing, but we're studying the full scope of the transportation project. It'll include the undercrossing as well as the associated bridge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll want a total cost of the project.
Both.
So it's everything in red and everything in blue and everything in purple.
Yeah, because what I'm looking at is if you go take that road out towards Cresta College, mm-hmm. it serves all of that area out there by the old, the whole north area.
Yeah, so the feasibility study will include alignments, evaluations, and cost estimates for everything shown in red. Whoops. There we go. Everything shown in red, everything shown in blue, and everything shown in purple.
Okay.
It does not include the green.
So we're not excluding those at all.
Correct. Everything in red, everything in blue, and everything in purple.
Okay. All right. That makes more sense.
So you see a full picture.
Okay.
Yeah. And you see a full total cost of the project.
Excellent. Thank you.
And Mayor and Council, if I could add too, this illustration is meant to provide, you know, kind of a concept of what would be studied. The precise location, say, of that blue bridge or the precise location of the red undercrossing there, you know, may shift as the feasibility study progresses based upon comments from Caltrans and other interested stakeholders. So this is meant, we're not looking at this precise alignment, if that makes sense. The bridge may shift here or there. So this is not the end all be all right here.
Exactly. This is a schematic. It was not based on engineering design. The feasibility study would be providing us the input so we could really dial in a better alignment.
Councilman Beal.
Great, thank you. It sounds there's been a lot of work that has gone into this over the years. Wallace has done a lot of different things. Sounds like they've been involved with sort of assessing bridge locations. Can anyone just talk about that a little bit, about what's involved with that and what are things that you consider? Is that too detailed?
I don't know, Ethan, from Wallace, if you want to take that question.
Good evening, Council. My name is Ethan. I work for Wallace Group. It's a pleasure to be here. We, as part of this study, are starting with an analysis of the creek itself. We want to look at the flood modeling, the hydraulics, to inform the bridges that you see in this schematic and see how long do they have to be, rough order of magnitude, how high do they have to be. We'll be looking at the placement of them longitudinally along the creek itself as well. So we will be getting into the location of those.
Okay. And then, let's see. Yeah, the thing I'm having a hard time getting my head around is that each of the pieces are so connected. So just like you opened up, like the location of the undercrossing is connected to whatever other routes you're going to take, and they all influence each other in terms of, you know, circulation and dispersing traffic, and they have different implications. So on one hand, we're sort of looking at where to put the under, you know, potentially where an undercrossing could go. But in addition, it is so inherently tied to all of these other decisions. And we have a lot of, the city has a lot of right of way in this area, right? Is that correct? A lot?
Yeah, so part of the feasibility study is to do exactly what you're trying to, you know, think through in your mind. Is the study will evaluate right-of-way, environmental impacts, geotechnical impacts. It'll evaluate alignment. It'll evaluate cost. And the benefit of the feasibility study and looking at several alternatives is it'll put together all the pros, all the cons, all the benefits, all the challenges, so we can list these out and look at each collective alternative holistically to make a good decision.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, Leslie, I would like to kind of understand who's got their mic on, I guess.
Is it the handheld?
Yeah, I'm just curious on... Are we a little too loud, Melissa? Okay, the part I'm having trouble with is how we came up with these other alternatives. In other words, the purple lines to the east of Werowero, the existing airport road, and the other solid line there. Why are we studying those locations when I think technically we all know that the least expense to solve our connection would be to use existing right-of-way so we already have? What was the reason for getting that included into this study?
Yeah, so Ethan may be able to speak to the specific locations, but before I hand the mic over, I can speak to the benefits of looking at several multiple alternatives instead of just going with one predetermined alternative moving forward and just looking at one. I think that there's benefits to going through a city process, and then there's also benefits going through a Caltrans process. The benefits to the city, like I mentioned, is There will be right-of-way impacts with any of the alternatives, some more, some less, but being able to collectively look at a map and determine what those right-of-way impacts are. There will also be environmental impacts, cost impacts, constructability impacts. So in the red alignment, the constructability and how we close the highway down with Caltrans is much more difficult than if we were to select the pink alignment. And just based on traffic control alone may increase the cost of the red alignment. But we don't know, and that's why we are recommending that we go through the feasibility report. So like on SR 46, if we're working on the eastbound lanes and we close that off, we just can't close close the traffic. We just can't stop traffic, right? So there's, you know, there's some constructability issues and construction costs to compare, but that's advantages on just the city process of going through that process, looking at the pros and cons, and making an informed decision. But there's also benefits to looking at multiple alternatives with Caltrans as well. One, I'm going to go back to the schedule. So with the Caltrans process and the alternatives that we're including in our feasibility study today, and this is probably the most important reason why we should be looking at several alternatives, is that the alternatives we look at through the feasibility today will help us in the future Caltrans process. They will look at, they can take those same alternatives and look at the project study report and potentially even help us with the PAD. So it will help to expedite the Caltrans process if we already have those alternatives in place. I'd also mention that there is value in bringing Caltrans along in the feasibility study. We met with Caltrans last week, had a field visit to see the undercrossing locations so they could really understand what the challenges are with the overcrossing and the expense and what's driving up the cost of the overcrossing and why we should really consider the undercrossing as a feasible alternative. Having them out on valuable to have. And just lastly, I'd recommend that having, you know, Caltrans is a stakeholder in this. Having their engagement throughout the process then could also potentially help us with grant applications because we've checked that box as well. But the primary reason to study different alternatives really comes down to the critical path and the Caltrans process. But as far as the exact location of the purple alignment, I may hand that over to Ethan.
Yeah, okay, let's listen to that. Hang on.
The red and the purple were both pulled from previous studies of this general area. The 46 East parallel route study 10 years ago or so, and the circulation element also are showing these spider webs as options. Some have come and gone as time has gone by, but we're trying to hold some previous thoughts that have been put into this general area and evaluate those all together for this one.
I'm just worried a little bit about purples, even studying that based on our right-of-way on existing airport road. We don't have enough width, plus the east purple solid line, we've got great issues there, and we don't own the property. So there's... we'll discuss this afterwards, but I'm just wondering why that was included in this study when we could have conserved, I think, the study's cost to get answers that we really need. And my other question to Leslie was Caltrans receptive when you were out there talking to them about our idea here?
Absolutely.
You bet, because we just saw it happen 5 miles north of us. And
yes.
The cost and the speed that got mm-hmm. done was amazing.
Yeah, and it was actually Caltrans's, it was their idea to come up for a field visit. And they brought about 10 staff members total to come up, spent several hours with Warren and I out there. And then for our next meeting that I was planning to have virtually, they said, no, actually, let's have an in-person meeting. So very much they're taking a proactive role. Not only are they wanting to meet in person, but they're providing the resources, like our as-builds, getting us links that we need, saying, hey, ideas of what might help facilitate our process, they're the ones bringing the information up to us. So we've been appreciative. I would also like to mention, with the purple alignment, there is also value. The money won't be wasted. There is value in studying the purple bridge over the Werowero Creek. That can be used to assist with future development. And, you know, opening up that area at Mill Road, that is a council goal as well.
Yes,
so there is value in that as well. That's not the primary reason why we're doing it. But if we study the purple bridge and then we end up going with the red alignment, that's valuable in other community development endeavors that we have.
Okay. Councilman Strong, I know you've been waiting.
Yeah, I'm concerned about one other thing, and that is that we have eliminated any consideration for Union Road. And the reason that I'm saying that is the elevation change between Union Road and Airport Road is significant. And that's why when we were looking at the bridge going from down here, actually right down by Sporting Shores Park, all the way up to Airport Road, the cost was just 10 times what it is after going Union Road. And that's going to be an uphill tunnel going under there.
So is the question if the could the red alignment be shifted further west over to Union Road? Is that the concern?
Yeah, I'm saying Union Road is at a significantly lower elevation than Airport Road. And if you just look at what's in between, you can see it. It's a problem.
No.
I know it's an undercrossing, but it's undercrossing from, it has to start somewhere down here.
Sean,
let the engineers figure that out.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, all Council, right.
Councilman Bell.
And I would say for the red alignment, I mean, what Wallace will be studying is anywhere between Union Road and the existing bridge. So what's shown on the screen isn't just the only location they'll be looking at.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. One of the things that came up during the 221 is what is the viability of perhaps two undercrossings? And I bring that up again. I am concerned, it's been a major concern of a lot of people as far as emergency exit in the event of a seismic event or event down at Diablo. How do we get out of Paso Robles if we need to? By having two undercrossings and hopefully access maybe one to the west to connect with 101 North, and then an eastern undercrossing that would allow egress to the east, I believe, I don't know if it's possible, I have no idea what that would cost, but I would like that to continue with all of those options in the event that we somehow might be able to afford to build those in the future. We don't know until we ask.
Right. And with the feasibility study, we'll have costs associated with all three alternatives. So if we want to pick one now and one later, that
right.
would be...
I mean, to the mayor's point, it may be cost prohibitive to do that, but mm-hmm. I think the study is a lot less expensive than... the actual acquisition cost. So study it now while we can.
Right.
Thank you.
Any other questions from council? Pro Tem Gregory.
No, let's go to public.
Okay. Good. All right. Let's stand by, Leslie. We'll open up then to public for any public comment on this item. Please come forward. Welcome, Tom.
Tom Erskine, 3001 Paso Robles Boulevard. I think what you want to first ask yourself.
You're talking to the microphone.
Yeah, our microphones are not really working.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
I think what you first want to ask yourself, do you want to wait 6 years to get the airport developing? And that's what they said this study will take. So what I would propose is if you get a consensus on where the bridge should be located, and it's quite obvious the old city founders built the bridge in the proper place, maybe do a two-phase study. Get the bridge going. I've offered all the right-of-way you need to get to Cuesta College. You don't have to buy anything. You just got to study it to design. Do you want a roundabout at Dallin's? You know, and then make the second study, the undercrossing. That way you can get going on the bridge. Get it designed, get a cost, and try to figure out how you can get the funding. I think some funding will open up because you'll be able to get some development going. So that's my suggestion. And as far as the bridge, any right-of-way you need, I will dedicate to the city at no cost.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Welcome, Sharon.
Hello, Council. Sharon Roden, Paso Robles. I'm speaking as a private citizen. First of all, ditto. Maybe Mr. Erskine needs to be put in charge of designing this deal. I'm not aware of what it takes to put this study together, but it seems like it's awfully expensive. And especially if it doesn't include right-of-way, which I understand Mr. Erskine has already offered property for it. I'm not speaking out of turn, am I?
No, that's what he said.
That's what he said. Waiting on grants from Caltrans, we've been through this cycle. We've also had them pulled out from under us. And we don't need to close down the highway. They didn't close down Highway 101 to do the underpass and build the bridge. So we don't need to close down the highway.
Not completely, anyway.
Pardon?
Not completely, anyway.
Not completely. Yeah. No, you could still pass through.
Yeah.
And when Caltrans talks about this being a six-lane road with overpasses in the future, I plan on living to be about 120. You aren't going to get it done in my lifetime. Warren laughed at that. But, you know, it took almost 60 years to get the four lane done in my lifetime. It was before then, of course, but I'd like to get a definitive. I think this council can give direction on where we think the best solution would be. I think we have people on the council who are very much aware of the topography and of the ownership of that property and what would work best for this city. And I think we need to move on that. We're just spinning circles doing this stuff time after time after time. And, you know, 6 years is too long to wait for it. Now, I understand I don't move that fast either, but I think we have enough good people in this city that we can work this out and get it done a lot quicker. And the purple part, that would have been great if we'd done that 20 or 30 years ago, but that's beyond our means now. We can't afford to spend $150 million on anything, and we ought to have common sense to realize that. And don't keep harping on it, but find other solutions and move along.
Thank you. Anyone else? Do we have anyone online?
Yes, sir. Linda George.
Okay. Linda, can you hear us? Go ahead.
Hi, this is Linda George. I hope you can hear me. First of all, Leslie and Warren, congratulations on getting the incredible collaboration with Caltrans. Not only just on Zoom, but willing to meet with you, be out there for hours, and to develop this project. My question is different. Why are we not looking at 46 and 101 as you guys are looking at this? I don't have any complaints, Leslie. I read your report. You did a fantabulous job, Warren. It's well explained. And my God, 6 years is fast for Caltrans. When I lived in Hollister in 2019, I moved here. I mentioned it to you guys a few times ago, 25 and 101. It took them 5 years to get their overpass, and they are very happy people with the roundabout on 156. I just sang there on Sunday. So I think 6 years is fantabulous, you know, and if there's any other ways that we can get more money out of local assistance or anything like that, trust me, I did that job. It is there. We rebuilt the Bay Bridge with local assistance money, okay, when I worked in Oakland. So I think you guys did a wonderful job. it's very, very important to have options. Because what if when the Wallace Group and everybody does the study and they say exactly what the council is saying, this ain't going to work, that ain't going to work. But options are very imperative when you're going to make the foundation of a new vein and the way that people travel. There needs to be a lot of outlets there as much as possible. But what I foresee happening is 46 and 101 backing up all the way, maybe even down to Tin City. And what I notice when it is backed up, at least a mile from the 46-101, people want to just start sitting on the shoulder, like I've mentioned. And I am going to call CHP and talk to them about that, because I think that's far more dangerous. But I would like to know, I know Mr. Strong mentioned in the past that's been on, you know, the calendar or whatever, but I want to know if we can do all of this at the same time. Because this will be beautiful when it's done in 6 years, but what happens to the bottleneck on 46 and 101 that takes us all the way back to even possibly Target if it goes that far? So I'm wondering if we can't get that done simultaneously. And since FLOCOG didn't have any of this shovel ready, I read that in the report. I'm curious what FLOCOG decided back in whatever. So I find FLOCOG to be kind of a failure in this situation too. But those are my questions, and thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else, Melissa?
No, sir.
Oh, okay,
wait. We just got another caller in.
Okay.
It looks like it's Michael Rivera.
Okay. Michael, can you hear us? Go ahead.
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I appreciate the efforts that are being done for the study. However, I want to ask a question. You know, this is obviously going to be a huge lift and an expensive project. My concern is that we've got a lot of needs in this city, especially when it relates to traffic and getting where the development's happening on the east side of Pass Robles to the west side so that people can go to work, can travel, get downtown, et cetera. And it doesn't seem like we have the same priorities to deal with people's lives right now as we speak, going forward, that are dealing with a lot of traffic and congestion. And it's going to increase significantly once Chandler Ranch and Beechwood get developed. You know, I understand we're going to grow, but prioritizing how we grow and where we grow is going to be important, because people that actually live here right now and are expecting their city leaders to plan for their best interest doesn't seem to be a high priority here. I get that you want to create jobs and other things, but those are long-term goals, and we have short-term needs here that I don't really see being aggressively addressed. There's a time and a place for everything. I think we're way over our skis with a lot of things in this city, infrastructure being a main one for the people that already live here. And I think that we need to take a deep breath, think about where we're going and how we're going to get there. This $150 million projected cost, by the time this thing gets done or gets even ready to get built, it's probably going to be $200 million. So why don't we look at policies and priorities going forward that's going to affect the people that live in this city right now? So with that being said, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Michael. Anyone else?
No, sir.
Okay, we'll bring it back to council for further questions, discussion, and or action. The thing I'd like to start off with real quick, I know Pro Tem Mayor, let me get this out. My druthers here is that we have a bird in the hand with the airport property that is in a city that we want to develop. The purple lines are indicating that there's another possibility to county properties to the east that we don't have in our city. plus the purple lines are going to require not only the Ware Road Bridge there, but another bridge, undercrossing, that I think will not really get us back onto 46. So I'm just curious, you know, what the rest of the council's thinking here. But to me, I think we should basically be focusing west of Werrell for any kind of project study here. Pro Tem Gregory.
Sure. Okay, well, I was being quiet for a reason because I have a lot to say, and I'll make it quick. If you take a look at the potential critical path in that document, it's going to take us 6 years to get anywhere on that, which is okay for the undercrossings. The problem we have today is our demand for Airport Road is now. We can't wait anymore. We've already tried to work with Caltrans. I'm not saying not work with Caltrans, but get them involved. But we need to make this study a little bit different. And I'm going to make a recommendation that we bifurcate or separate the Werrell crossing north of 46 to look at in a faster time period so our council can evaluate if that's really and truly feasible. Because if it is, it solves a lot of problems. It solves our access to Golden Hill through Wisteria. It solves the red or the green option because it can be worked either way. And if we do the bridge now, we can continue to study the red and the green crossing. You already have the feasibility on the green, the idea of the red crossing like the Wellsona crossing, which, by the way, I was involved with very deeply. I'm friends with the owner of the fuel station. And we saw that develop. And as that came along, that's a brilliant idea on the red. But more important on the ideas of this feasibility study is to be feasible about what we need right now. We have a huge demand coming at us at the airport. We've got Marketplace waiting to come online. We need that bridge at Werrell. These other options are fine to look at, but I think we should, as a council, take the feasibility part of this study and look at the blue Werrell crossing, analyze it, and get back to us in 3 or 4 months. Then continue to look at the red and whatever else you guys want to look at. I'm not really fond of the purple. I think the red has the most potential. But you have to all keep in mind, Caltrans is not our friend. They're not going to give us any money. And they've done nothing but roadblock us since 2010 when we started this whole thing. And I don't want to be combatant. What I want to do is I want to be smart as a Paso Robles, get it done our way in a timely manner. If you put the Blue Bridge in, you get to phase two on Airport Road for Marketplace and the other development coming towards us. If we put this off into a feasibility study and wait another 6 years, you're going to piss off investors. You're going to push people away. We have a bridge crossing that's got a known entity and success. The design that Warren and staff came up with into the turnaround and the roundabout that goes onto Erskine's property is great because we still have the green and the red options. And we have a property owner willing to donate and dedicate the property to us. The dedication part of it's worth a lot. Anyway, I'll say one thing. Time is money. And I am tired of looking at studies that Caltrans just sort of throws us in the trash can and says, oh, and we're not going to compete with all the urban areas because we don't have enough people here. The way we compete with people is do it ourselves. Be the Paso Robles that we all want to be. Put the bridge where we know it works. Study that first to make sure that Wallace can make it work for us. And then bifurcate the other studies separately. I think the red has a great capacity to get done, and I think it's a wonderful idea. But right now, I think we ought to try to get to a point where we can all agree on maybe starting on the Blue Bridge for feasibility, come back with the other feasibilities at the next meeting or next couple meetings. And I don't know anybody in the development world at the airport that wouldn't be in favor of getting the Werrell done now. And we have the information. You know, we started out with one up by, Dry Creek, and it was just an abomination because it was so big. here's something that we've used in the past, let's go for it and get it done, and then if the feasibility is there, let's start putting the money and funding, the excess funding that you're doing such a good job on saving money on this feasibility study, put that towards the building design of this bridge and let's get going. And that's what I'm gonna say. I have nothing wrong with your study. I'm talking about timing and success and the future of Paso Robles. The airport is our future. Marketplace is waiting on us. The airport's gonna be waiting on us. We need to get on that bridge now. That's my comment.
Councilman Sproul.
Yeah, actually, I'm gonna oddly enough somewhat agree with what you're saying. And I'm asked to have a question of Wallace. What would be the cost of the study if we eliminated the purple option? We eliminated the airport road option and just went with the Union Road option?
I don't know if they'll be able to answer that right now, but...
Would it be significantly less?
No, it wouldn't. Just removing the purple alternative from the red, it's not that it would cut...
What's that?
It's not that it would cut the cost in half. It's not aggregate like that. There's studies that are needed for both. So a really good example is the hydrology and the hydraulics in Werriwerra Creek. That study is needed for whether you pick the red alternative or whether you pick the purple alternative. You've got to pay for the study.
Well, I'm saying we still eliminate the Union Road crossing. We don't look at the Union Road under crossing, okay? When I say the Union Road, I mean the old, I'll call it the Werriwerra Creek
undercrossing. The blue option.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We don't look at that one. We don't look at Airport Road. We do look at Union Road undercrossing, which has a very quick direct connection and still gives us the undercrossing we need. While we still can proceed immediately with the blue, which already exists.
Okay. Councilman Strong. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Chris.
You can't mix us up.
I guess, no, I don't. No, but just thinking of Fred's comments there.
To council members' strong point, then I have a couple of other questions. So either the red line Union Road undercrossing, when it goes north to the roundabout, does it have to cross the Werriwerra or tributary? What is that right now? Is that Paso Robles Road that we're looking at?
Yes. The red alignment goes underneath SR 46.
Right.
It stays west of Werriwerra Creek.
Right.
And then when it turns
right
into...
Right there, is that the road?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the intent would be that we would use the existing right-of-way in Paso Robles Boulevard. I know that schematically got a little crazy, but the intent is that we use the right-of-way that we have. And then the blue alignment then goes further north and east, and then that blue bridge is where it crosses Werriwerra Creek.
Right. Well, so either way, we need that. We need that bridge. So I think that's good. All right, to my questions. I heard a couple different comments. How long will the study take? What's the anticipated completion?
It's anticipated at 6 to 9 months.
6 to 9 months. Mm-hmm. So not the 6 years that we heard.
No,
earlier.
The 6 years was the full, that was the Wellsona. 6 years came from Wellsona because they got the safety project designation.
Okay.
But the full Caltrans process would be related to the undercrossing only because Caltrans permits anything in Highway 46
right
away.
What we're just,
but the bridge
right.
is not connected